B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, we're less than 12 hours here from the end of the game. Sure, there are a lot of questions about the future. Nobody's thought about the future. Everybody's been focused and working on Miami and then Tennessee. And that's where all the focus should have been and where it was.
You know, I think that there are a lot of things in motion here. I mean, like, you know, for the first time in the past couple of days, I've always been a guy who's been like, Belichick's not leaving. He's here forever. He's got his kids. Nantucket's here. It's all easy. I have heard some things in the past couple of days that indicate that maybe that's not the case. Maybe Belichick is open to being someplace else. Now, do I think that's going to happen? No. But if that's on the table, if that's part of the equation, if you're Belichick, all right, there's four openings right now, right, in the NFL, three or four? I mean, don't you need to know now?
Need to know what now? What they're doing with
Bill,
Brady?
Bill, we need to know future with Brady?
Brady. Like, yeah. All right, well, Robert, is Robert going to go to him and say, I don't care, whatever Brady gets, we're matching? And if that's the case...
Do you think that's something that would push Bill out?
Yes.
For lack of a better term.
I think it is.
Okay.
I didn't think that before. I do think that now.
That's Greg Bedard post-game on Saturday night. He's heard some things that indicate that Bill is open to other things. Heard some things about open things with Bill Belichick in recent days. You got a big breaking story there coming in on your cell phone there, Bert?
No.
Everything all right?
I'm okay.
Do you need to hear that again?
No, I heard it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think there's any truth to that? Or have you heard anything that would indicate there's truth?
I think Bill has a lot of connections to people in the league where he communicates to a lot of different people. And, you know, sometimes those things can lead people to believe certain things. I'll put it that way. So I just think it's a product of the relationships he has in the league. And,
with owners.
Yeah.
So Bill talks to other owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bill has been in the NFL four decades?
I don't think he's going anywhere. And I don't think, maybe there's a way of him building leverage, whatever, you know. But, I honestly, and I respect Greg, like, no question.
20 years here, though, man.
I don't think Bill's going anywhere.
But, and by the way, Greg said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, I don't believe at all that he is leaving or is going to leave, but that he may be texting, calling, whatever.
Maybe just sending a message, don't strip my power.
Or was he calling saying, hire Joe Judge?
Could have been that, too. Could have been that he was just calling with a recommendation.
Well, that's part of it, too. I mean, like, he has Josh and he had Joe Judge out there. And so, you know, I mean, like, he has a relationship with Jimmy Haslam. He has a relationship with the Joneses. He has a relationship with the Maras. He has a relationship with all these families that own these teams that are calling about his coaches. So that's part of it, too, is going to bat for his coaches. So,
but we don't know his contract status.
No.
It could be up right now.
No.
He could be negotiating a new deal right now and said, well, you know what? If this doesn't work out, Robert, Jonathan, I got like three other teams that would take me tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, it could be something like that.
Yeah. So I don't I honestly don't know. There are lots of conversations that people have around this time of year where if people knew the full breadth of them and knew, like, if people knew the conversations that teams had with guys like Urban Meyer and Lincoln Riley, they'd probably be surprised.
Because I mean,
those never get out because a lot of those things just die in the vine. You know what I mean? Like, so I just wouldn't put a ton of stock in it right now.
We just know what you have said in the past, Bert. Mm-hmm. What year did Bert say it? What year did Bert say Bill wanted to leave? What year was that?
I don't think I said he wanted to leave.
You sort of
wanted to win without Brady.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
So, but like, it fueled the rumors and speculation that it could be.
That was around 2011.
I think. Okay, it was like long time, nine years ago. But at the time, you mentioned the Giants.
I did.
Yeah.
Which
is why?
And I think that, I honestly think that that's probably the one job that he would leave for. Like, you know, and you can look at other jobs, and we want to take the ones that are open now. I mean, Cleveland obviously would have an emotional pull for him if he like would ever want to like right the wrong there. You know, Dallas obviously is a historic franchise. It's like Bill Parcells said, it's like everyone else is a lounge act except for the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. So, like, I can see why certain jobs would appeal to him. I do think that that ship has probably sailed. Like, that, you know, there was a time when I think he would have considered it. And look, like, I don't think, when I say, like, I don't think he'd go anywhere else, I could certainly see him doing what Bill Parcells did, like somewhere down the line, like being like a over-the-top team president type. Like, I could see him doing that. I just have a hard time seeing him coaching anywhere else. Like, if, all right, so here's an example. Say the Redskins hire Ron Rivera doesn't work out, and say Bill retires from coaching here in 3 years, and say in 5 years, the Redskins call him, right? And that's more or less down the street from where he grew up, right, in Annapolis. And the Redskins say, we don't need you to work like you did when you were coaching, but we'd love for you to come in here and set up our organization. I think even in his 70s, something like that might appeal to him, but I don't think he's coaching anywhere else.
It's like Coughlin-esque.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I guess certainly, couldn't you see that? Like, I really
think when he's done coaching, he's done.
You think he's just gone?
I think he's done.
You think he's just gone? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I could see it wouldn't totally, because I do know this. He
I think it's
likes,
hard for those guys that really love coaching, like Parcells. That's hard for those guys to do that.
Yeah, but he likes he likes playing kingmaker. Like, and he's quietly become this figure in coaching circle. Like, he's become this behind the scenes figure that's like wound up in influencing a lot of hires across the NFL. Uh-huh. He influenced Bob Quinn getting the job in Detroit, which led to Matt Patricia landing there. He influenced Doug Marrone getting the job in Jacksonville.
Yeah, that's right.
The Cons actually called Belichick, and he recommended Marrone. And so, like, he's had influence on a lot of different things across the NFL. And I think he likes the whole, I think he likes being that guy who can kind of move the chess pieces around the board. And so the idea that maybe like, he gets 5 years from now, he doesn't have the juice to coach anymore, but does still, like, the idea of running an organization would appeal to him. That makes some sense to me.
Let's go to Dana in Marlboro again. Dana.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
So what I was thinking, the way they can still show Brady some respect and get in at a reasonable price is offer him Breeze's money, 2 years, 25, and then give him a player's option for the third year at the same price. Because he's not going to hang around and stink.
Yeah, but I don't think that they're going to want to give up that control. Plus, 2 years, you're 45, you're done. What if he stinks and he just decides he wants to pick it up? They don't want to be on the hook for that money.
I honestly believe what like set him off about what happened in August, right? And there was that whole Ask Robert thing. I honestly think it was they weren't willing to go past this year with him. And then if you heard the phrasing that came out, and you guys have heard it, for the first time, I think the phrasing out of the organization was uncharted territory, right? Like, we hadn't heard that phrasing coming out of the organization before. And so I think if you're him, and I always think you got to put yourself in a guy's shoes in this spot, in spots like this, right? Put yourself in his shoes. If you're him, I give you 20 freaking years. Like, I've given you the highest level quarterback play you could possibly ask for. I've beaten the odds over and over and over again from the time I was a sixth round pick to right now when I'm still playing at this level in my 40s. And you're not willing to go an extra year with me? Like, if you were him, that would really set you off, wouldn't it?
That's that guy.
What?
From the Vince Vaughn movie, The Three Brothers. He's the bookkeeper.
Yes. So just figured out who Vince is. Vincent D'Onofrio is, and
I guess it.
And go ahead.
No.
But this is, you know, this isn't a bookkeeping job. You know, you're not an, you know, this is a job where it is 100% dependent on your physical ability to do the job.
Yep.
And if you're falling off, and if at some point there is,
it's easy for me and you to understand that though. But if you're the guy, if you're that guy, wouldn't that tick you off?
Yes, but you have to have some understanding of what the job is.
I'm not saying you don't understand it. I'm saying like.
I'm saying Brady doesn't understand it.
I'm saying if you're Brady,
he is unwilling to accept.
If you're Brady,
by his own admission, he said 45 was the dream. It's Brady, like, is there a chance you don't get there?
If you're Brady, like what NFL teams will always tell you is you don't get back pay, right? Like you don't get back pay for what you did. But
yes, yeah.
If you're Brady, don't you think how much equity do I have to build here? For you, like how much equity do I have to build up here for you to go an extra year with me? I mean, you hate to say that the team owes him something, but like if there were anybody who is qualified to say the team owes me,
he's got you now.
It's Tom Brady, he's right? You. If there's anyone that's qualified to say that, it's Tom Brady.
And there
it?
Is that's
right.
Really
like 2021. You're just what? You're afraid of 2021 with me? Like when have I ever been horrible for you? Right? Is what Brady's thinking.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not the same guy I was 2 or 3 years ago. But I don't suck, and I'm better than anything else you're going
to
get.
See, right. Bill said what? It's not a one-way street.
I would stick to that as opposed to alluding to anything that's owed to you. He's been paid every year he's played here. But he's taken
less than market consistently.
And they've also paid handsomely, you know, for a coach that has helped you in this endeavor to get your 6 Super Bowls. You know,
what does that have to do with you?
Because it's not because everything that they do.
That's your situation.
That's the situation. That's what.
You
that's
created what a good situation for him.
I know. You're narrowing it down monetarily, but it does impact.
What is the overall value in terms of being owed something? The commitment is not something that will damage the franchise or will be, you know, hurtful long term. It's just. Hey, will you at least commit to me for a couple more years?
Hey, I'll take less if you don't. Throw me in a third down in game 12 with 2 rookies. Yep. And
but we're talking about beyond just this.
No, but I mean, I think that's
and if
big
you're Brady, your radar's up for it to begin with. Because Brady's, when you were a young player, you watched one of your best friends, Leonard Malloy, get cut unceremoniously on the eve of the season, right? So that happened when you were a young player. So your radar is up for them acting that way with you. And then you see this. You're going to be cutthroat with me, huh?
You're going to
do that to me. Huh?
We'll talk to Brad Stevens at 12:50 today about the Celtics. We got more with Burt Breer on the way. Here's the action update.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody.
Jim Love has a news update for us.
All right. I like news.
Jim has been putting a couple stories
on
our radar here. I'll read one.
I noticed because Seth Wickersham commented and retweeted.
What do you got? You know, I saw Seth Wickersham last Saturday.
What's he look like?
I don't know. He's hanging out with some guy from the MMQB, from what I could see.
Oh, you mean Pete?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Peter.
Yeah, that's where he came by.
I get to spend time with Tom Brady.
No, Peter doesn't work for the MMQB anymore. No, Bert Breer works for the MMQB.
Yep. Oh, he's hanging with you?
Yeah. Hmm.
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Websites, stories.
Stupid.
Reading.
Stupid.
Nerds.
Nerds.
Tablet. What was the Wickersham one that he commented on?
His tweet or what he commented
on? It was he commented on.
So the first tweet was from before the top of the hour from Courtney Fallon. Interesting scoop on Josh McDaniels, head coaching prospect. Source says 50-50 chance he stays in New England. After going all in on the Cleveland job that Kevin Stefanski is still equally in the mix for. McDaniels botched opportunity that also cost him Carolina and Giants job.
What does that mean?
Why is he intern eating?
What did he botch?
I don't know. That's the tweet.
So he botched the interviews? Is that what it's saying?
I don't know.
It sounds like it is.
Botched the opportunity.
It sounds like he botched the interviews. He didn't get the interviews,
right? He did interview with him, though.
He did?
He didn't.
No, he didn't. Never got to that. What, he wasn't fast enough or, you know, quick enough to interview? Botched. Seems strong. The other one is what? Edelman?
Yeah, Jeff Howe has an update on Edelman's health issues.
Was this like a hockey thing? Where
I see it here.
It seems like a hockey thing. Yeah.
That's the way it works in hockey, right? Yeah. No one knows anything until like the day after the season.
Separated AC joint in his shoulder.
We saw that.
A knee issue and rib injury that were described as serious enough that they would have ended some other players' seasons.
Ooh.
Off-season surgery has not been ruled out.
Wow.
You got an AC joint, you got to clean that up. Yep.
So, does he come back?
Yeah. Oh, God.
He said he was.
Guy can't stay away. Are you serious?
Yeah, can't stay away.
You're going to have to literally pull that guy off the field on a stretcher. He's going to play until he can't physically stand up anymore. I mean, he is never going to quit.
That guy is never going to quit. If I were him right now, I would be gone so fast and never come back.
Not him.
Why, you don't think
it's not who he is?
How's that Burger Time thing going? He didn't open.
He's made his money. He's taken care of his money. He's got rings. He's got he in this town will be able to find work if he wants to stay here without question. If I were him,
good looking dude. Yep.
Man, if I were him, wouldn't you walk away, though, if this was you?
I'm not about walk away. I think if Tom wants to come back and play, I'm coming back to play with Tom.
What if he isn't?
Then I potentially won't.
I don't think that's who he is.
See, he already,
I'm with you guys. Can't wait for next year.
He's already posting and all that.
He's like Welker. Welker was always going to be wheeled off the field. Welker was always going to be kicking and screaming leaving the NFL.
Welker, they had to put that giant helmet on him. For him to be able to get
the space suit.
call Mark Kelso. Get his helmet here as quick as you can.
No problem. Give me the giant balloon helmet.
We shouldn't be laughing about that.
I will wear it.
Why?
Why?
You know what you sign up for.
With that helmet.
Yes, my brain has turned
to... His little tiny head in the giant helmet.
My brain has turned to jello. But give me the giant helmet. I'm in. That guy would not quit, man.
Yeah.
No quit.
Going out there looking like one of the Jetsons to keep playing. I think he is one of these, Edelman's one of those guys, though. And if I were him, I would consider walking, especially if Brady's not going to be here. But he's probably the guy who needs to be wheeled off. I mean, people forget that Welker actually played for the Rams. Do you remember that? The end of his career?
Briefly.
For three games.
I don't remember that.
Briefly. You don't remember that?
Because he would not stop playing football. He can't make this guy stop.
He sat out the first 3 months of the season because nobody wanted him. And then the Rams had an injury and asked him if he wanted to come out. He's like...
Remember when he hit him?
Draft me!
And it's not like they were in L.A. I mean, he had to go to St. Louis for this one.
Remember when he hit at the Derby, picked the damn horse race rating? And all that Molly.
Oh,
that was crazy. Money everywhere.
I forgot.
Remember how sweaty they were? They were bug-eyed. And all the pictures of them,
he looked like Willy Wonka with
shirts ripped open with bags of money.
He's so messed up.
Let's go buy more Molly. Where do we get more Molly here? Yes.
The Derby. Oh, man.
This hair thing just keeps going boom, 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 boom.
I feel really hot.
Sweating. Nobody else is sweating here.
Is anybody else hot? Is it hot in here?
Quick, get the bathtub full of ice ready for Welker. He's out of control again. Nick is in Plymouth. Nick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask, what's the play with McDaniels? If he does leave, is that a bigger reason why Brady would leave? If he stays, does he leave more because he has to start the offense with a new offensive coordinator? How does he play into the whole
thing? Brady's offense, period.
Right, but what he's asking, though, is if McDaniels isn't here to sort of guide it and coach it for everyone else involved and to call it and to have that relationship, who is it going to be?
That's a good question.
Who's it going to be if Josh does go to Cleveland?
I think part of that is probably dictate. Part of that, God, there I go again.
You love dictate.
Dictate. So part of that, I think part of that's going to be related to how, part of that's going to be related to whether Brady's back or not. Because if Brady's back, you got to find somebody who can coach him. And it's not easy to find somebody who can coach Brady.
Where's Chad O'Shea end up?
So my understanding, my understanding the whole time with O'Shea was the reason he let his contract lapse is because when Josh was going to Indianapolis, Chad O'Shea found out that they weren't going to promote him.
Wow.
And they weren't going to make him the offensive coordinator. So at that point, sort of realizes there's a glass ceiling here. I need to go somewhere else. So he let his contract lapse and wound up going to the Dolphins. And so does he come back here? Now, Daboll did come back in that situation, right? So if you remember Daboll,
you remember, the Buffalo.
You remember Daboll? You remember Daboll like left in 2007, winds up coming back years later. I'm not saying Daboll is going to come here. He's probably, I can't imagine they'd be able to get him from Buffalo. But there are a limited number of names.
Daboll's interesting.
Charlie Weiss.
Ugh. Tell you what.
Really?
Charlie's looking to coach again.
I know. He's been looking to coach for like 3 years.
Charlie Weiss Jr.
Charlie likes the Giants. Charlie Jr. Oh, my God. That's right.
Charlie Weiss Jr.
He feels like he's been out of it now too long. He's been out of the NFL a long time.
Can he be like a consultant for a young guy, though?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what, like,
Ernie Zampezi.
Well, you remember, Jim, they did that in the front office when Pioli left. They brought in Floyd Reese to work with Nick.
Yeah.
So they've done that before.
Maybe they can get that Joe Brady guy from LSU.
That's right. I remember Floyd.
Yep.
Yeah. Polished, yeah. Very polished.
Dan and Gardner on Josh McDaniels. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I think Josh McDaniels is paying the price finally for his Indianapolis shenanigans. And I don't know if Belichick purposely promoted his offensive coordinator there. I mean, the special teams guy. I don't know if it's some kind of dig at Josh.
No, he's done nothing but talk openly how much he enjoys having Josh. And the first guy he thanked at the ring ceremony was Josh. Sure as hell glad you stayed, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a joke. Yeah, man, thank God you stayed. Thank God you didn't go to Indy.
Yep.
There's no, I don't think there's any ill thing here. I'm gonna backdoor Josh here.
No. Josh has waited. Like,
Josh is going to be smart about this. And I've talked to people extremely close to him.
He's going to be smart. That's right.
He knows.
That's 100% right. Yeah.
Said he wants to be coaching sort of like as long as Bill has.
Mm-hmm.
Like half his age. He knows he's going to be coaching a long time.
Yeah.
And that these head opportunities don't come around that often. He already messed one up. And then based on what transpired in Indianapolis, he's going to make sure the next one is near perfect.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Cleveland doesn't look perfect to him.
Do you know what I'm looking at?
It makes sense.
I'm looking at the...
But it doesn't look perfect.
The list of current head coaches in the league and where the openings might be in a year.
Okay.
It's not a great list, and there may not be a ton of opportunities
next year. That's the thing, though. Like you talk about the perfect opportunity. Well, most of these jobs are open for a reason.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the other side. We got one more segment with Bert, and we'll talk to Brad Stevens at 12:50.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. Kevin is in Nashua today. Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, quick question. I don't know if you guys have touched on it or not, but is there any compensation if I know Josh has got a big contract? Is there any compensation if he leaves?
No, there won't be.
Nothing at all, huh?
You can't by rule.
All right.
Like, the rule is that if a guy has a head coaching opportunity, then he's allowed to pursue it. The other team has to ask permission to talk to him, but you can't stop him from going.
Yep.
It's a promotion.
Can't dictate what he does.
There
it is.
Right, Bert?
Mm-hmm. Can't dictate it.
You don't. There
no
you go.
Sirree.
Guys. Guys are ridiculous. Absolutely, children. You and you fuel it.
You fuel it, Bert. That's what's sort of aggravating.
Bert's magic word of the day.
Gotcha. Fuel it. You bring it up. You refer back to it.
Dictate.
All of that stuff. Bert, in the last couple of minutes we have here, who would you like to see? Do you have a preferred matchup in the Super Bowl of two teams?
Like, from an entertainment perspective?
Yeah, what would you like to see play out?
I would just love to see what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens look on that stage like against the Niners.
Not me.
Like, I just think the idea of, like, the fast young defense going against this, like, innovative different offense, does it hold up on that stage? Can the Ravens make it through three rounds of the playoffs playing that way? In a lot of ways, it would be like the Super Bowl when those two teams met in New Orleans. Only the roles are sort of reversed.
Yes,
where the Niners were the team with their option quarterback and doing all these things that everybody had trouble with. And the Ravens were the team with a great defense, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it'd sort of be that way. What do you guys want to see?
Green Bay KC. I do.
Yeah.
That's Rodgers versus Mahomes. That's it for me.
I like it. Yeah, I like it.
I think those are the two matches.
KC and Green Bay would travel.
It's weird.
I want to see ticket nightmare.
Because I'm with you on what you said.
All those Wisconsinites and the people from Missouri and Kansas.
What are they going to do?
Miami Beach.
What are they going to do? What is the league going to do if it's them? Like, what is the ticket price going to be if it's them? Because it's less tickets. It's a smaller venue.
Are they going to sell it out? Who cares about the tickets?
No, he wants to see a ticket nightmare.
What? Who's rooting for that?
I'm
with Bert.
Maybe I want to grab a pick.
I'm with Bert. I'm with Bert about the matchup in that it would be the best to see the 49ers and Ravens rematch of 2012.
I think that could potentially be boring because of their game this year.
It might be, but, you know, what? Because there's not a lot of points being scored?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you think there might be a shortage of points there? The Ravens might get shut down?
Look how much people ripped this last Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, granted, we won, but, like, it was boring. It was, like, nothing here.
You don't think Lamar's fun to watch, though?
I think he's extremely fun to watch.
What's that?
That game was in the pouring rain earlier this season.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would want to see that, and I think it would be a lot of fun, and I think the Jimmy Garoppolo versus Lamar Jackson angle of that game would be great. And Garoppolo
would be great for us.
Would be fabulous, and I think Josh McDaniels had an interest in drafting Lamar Jackson, and maybe the Patriots considered drafting Lamar Jackson. I think that's a possibility. We've talked about that before he even was any good, before we knew he was going to be any good.
Right.
So that could be fun to talk about. But then if I go to the next matchup, it doesn't involve either of those two teams because I'm with Zoe. KC Packers would be fun.
Be a lot of fun.
Maybe throwing the ball all over the yard.
That's rematch of Super Bowl One,
and
right?
And that could just be some fun for the, you know, fan element. You've got two really, you know, passionate fan bases.
And there's like a potential. There's a that would feel like one of those games.
Is Len Dawson still alive?
Where you get to the third?
I don't think so. I don't think so either.
That would feel like one of those games too, where you get to the middle of the third quarter and a shootout breaks out. You know, like it's like back and like forth, back and forth. Then you get to the end of the game.
Just think about all the old South.
Still alive, Len Dawson.
Think about that.
He's 84.
You could have the old
still
pictures.
With us.
The old
even after ripping all those butts at halftime.
How about him sitting on a stool with the black cleats, smoking a cigarette in a KC uniform? You could have that along with the shots of Green Bay. Think about it. On the 100-year anniversary of the league, you could have all those old-time shots instead of all the new stuff. You can blend old with new.
That picture is the greatest.
It is.
The picture.
Hey, 12 minutes, guys. Go ahead and get a slice of orange, take a pee, and suck a butt. It's unbelievable. Guys just smoking cigarettes at halftime. Just imagine that now.
Unbelievable.
And people lose their minds.
Rob is in Vermont. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was wondering, and God forbid this actually happens, but McDaniels goes to Cleveland, and I know you guys were talking about the Derby earlier, but Brady and Baker Mayfield were hanging out there, and we all know they're buddy-buddy, kind of, and he's got Odell and Jarvis Landry and Nick Chubb in Cleveland. Do you think that Brady could actually follow McDaniels if he leaves there?
Back up Baker? That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, no. I mean, Baker would obviously back up him. He'd, like, take on a mentor.
You think it'd be cool?
Yes, but
you think Baker Mayfield would take that well? Yeah, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he'd say, yeah, no, we're cool.
Maybe they can do a whole new series of commercials where Brady moves into his room there in his house, you know, in the stadium, and then he's got to take, like, the little brother's room. Yeah, that'd be fun. That's good.
I like the ones now. Eating cereal in his slippers, and it's, like, his house, and it's, like, literally a stadium. Ha, ha, ha. Yep. How are the calls this week? Like that? Pretty much like that one? Last couple days.
I mean, some of them you could almost wrap your head around. You know, like the Cowboys moving on from Dak Prescott. I don't think that's a possibility either. But okay, you know, that's something that I'll at least listen to an argument on.
So you pissed Jerry off to the point where I'm not signing for anything less than 40. I don't even get the hell out of here. You know, I've overpaid for so many.
Right.
Call Tom Brady right now for 2 years.
Right. Stuff like that.
Got a good head coach.
But Baker Mayfield, not going to be the starting quarterback in Cleveland? What are we doing?
Right. And it's like, why would another team, like, blow up the relationship with their 23-year-old quarterback that they took first overall?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You wouldn't do that.
Guys, you've spent entirely too much time on this.
Thank you both.
We're validating it, right?
Yeah, I appreciate your participation, but enough. Bert, thanks for being here today.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, so I had to ask Jim. I had to ask Jim Louth, because we haven't been in this spot before, at least I haven't, on this show. Wait, Bert is with us through the playoffs, right? Because typically the Patriots are still in.
But yes, it's so weird, isn't it?
See you next week, Bert.
It's really, really weird that they like that they're not.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
It's a strange experience, but Bert will be with us. So that's great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Bert Breer with us now. He's leaving. Brad Stevens, head coach of the Celtics, will join us next.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens joins us now. Hi, coach. What's going on? Happy New Year.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Wow. We haven't spoken to you since before Christmas, right? Around December 18th.
18th. It's been some time.
Hey, what have you guys been up to?
A little bit of everything. I mean, I heard your comment regarding the Patriots being eliminated that you would not say that this is a disappointing season I disagree with you on that because our expectations are so high. You know, but why did you say that?
That's the bar they've set. It's funny. I think the longer I'm in it, the more I realize that, you know, the very best, obviously, and they are the very best in their respective sport, and the run they've been on has just absolutely been incredible. You know, they're just going to be over scrutinized, and that's just the way it goes, right? And so that no matter what, you know, when they finish 12-4 or lose to Miami at the end of the year, you know, they've just got more on them than everybody else. And again, that's the bar they've set. That's how amazing they've been. And I guess when you're in it and you realize how hard it is to win a game at the professional level and to think about how consistently they've done it and how they've really separated themselves really from, you know, in the last 20 years from any other professional sports organization and what they've accomplished, you know, the closest here in the NBA would obviously probably be the Spurs. But it's incredible what they've accomplished. So, you know, the way I look at it is we've gotten a lot of joy out of learning about the Patriots, meeting them, spending time with them, and obviously rooting for them. So it's hard for me to be critical in any which way. Haven't been over there and watched how they work.
On to basketball matters. Kemba Walker has been dealing with the flu. Is he going to be back tonight?
He'll be back tonight. Probably won't play his normal minutes, but, you know, he will be playing. Yeah, that thing knocked him out. Romeo's got it now. And, you know, it's not only when you get it, you're not only knocked out yourself, but, you know, the idea of traveling together and those types of things doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Coach, I remember a lot of times during my playing days, some guys would get into the Pro Bowl because of a popularity vote. I saw your comments regarding Taco Fall and, you know, excited I am when we talk about Taco Fall, but your honest take on that for him being, you know, up there in the mix, up in the mix for the All-Star game?
Well, the reason I say I don't like it is just because there's a lot of guys that have played, you know, however many, I don't know how many games we're at now, 34, 35. Yeah, there's some people that have played near 40 games. Like, and those guys have all busted it to have great years. And, you know, whether they're on our team, other teams, whatever the case may be, I think that if we're going to have an All-Star game, you try to pick the guys that impact winning to the very best. But, You know, that's probably not possible. I realize it's a mix of a popularity contest and what you've accomplished and how you've played thus far. I think the message that I would have for our guys, it's not important if you're named an all-star. It's important that you're playing like one. You know, like at the end of the day, there's so much subjectivity in that, you know, certainly the 12 guys that they get voted on always are deserving. But there's also, you know, eight more that are too. So, yeah, I don't think Taco, as much as I love him and as much as I enjoy having him around, should be the starting center for the East.
Is he going to be called up for tonight?
He'll be available for both of these two games.
Okay.
Nice.
Excellent. As you sort of get into the schedule here in the new year, some of these slow starts for you may have started to reemerge. Is that concerning to you?
A little bit. I think the one thing that we still have never been healthy, Mark. So like, some of it is concerning. I think the biggest thing, getting down 10 in the last three games or double figures in the last three games. Yeah, certainly that's something that can happen. I thought we had done a lot better with that in the three previous weeks. So I guess I'm not overly concerned about it. But you know, as I praise the Patriots, I'm not too high on how we played on Monday. and so we're just, you know, but that's a full game and you're going to have nights like that, but better bounce back and play better.
I wish I had the number, and now I'm going to look it up, but maybe you know. Do you know the number of games you've had your full lineup of players available to you this year? Because it feels like everything is sort of overlapped. Yeah. There hasn't been that many nights where everybody's available.
Well, including if you add in Canner and Rob, one, right? Wow. So it was opening night. And so and Rob, you know, Rob won't be playing for the, you know, anywhere in the, you know, near future. So like it's going to be a while, and it's just the way it is. But I think the biggest thing is, can we get our, you know, can we have our group intact enough that you can create some rotations and get some rhythm and how you want to play with certain groups and certain lineups and those types of things.
I think you're going to get, you know, some of those guys back, but even go back to this time last year where you had some stretches where it's difficult, you know, to get guys to play hard, play well together. Do you like the way this team is constituted now here as opposed to a year ago as you try and ramp it up here in the second half, even before the All-Star break and all that?
Yeah, I mean, every season you're going to have periods where it's just hard. You're not, you know, for whatever reason, you get into a slump, you don't play as well, the schedule ramps up. Whatever the case may be, there's just that's why this is really twofold, right? It's navigating a super long season and being the best, you know, when your best is needed. And I think that ultimately, you know, again, if we can get healthy, get to playing the way we want to play, we're going to have some ups and downs. It's just the way it goes. But the good news right now, Scott, is I know what we're capable of. You know, I know, and I think, you know, as I go back and watch the Washington game the other night, you know, it wasn't near what the San Antonio game November 9th looked like. You know, and so we have to make sure that we're playing more to that standard that we did when we played San Antonio the last time, because that's about as hard and as well as we played.
The other night, Isaiah Thomas, old friend Isaiah, was trying to draw you into a technical. Are you?
He sure was.
Yeah, you regret not giving it to him?
No, he. Isaiah had a couple years ago. We were doing a drill in practice, and you know, Avery was on Isaiah, and we were just working our pick and roll defense. And I just said, we're going to make him go left, and if we can be effective against him going left, we can be effective against anybody. And Isaiah yelled at me, said, and I'll use the G-rated version. He said, "Let me talk my own trash." And so the other night, I go up and I'm clamoring for a jump ball at half court, and he thinks I'm clamoring a little too hard. And he looked at the official. He says, "I think you should tech him up." I say, "Hey, let me talk my own trash." Like, so it was a fun. It was a fun moment. You know, not a very fun game, but you know, obviously, I've got a great affinity for him and good laugh was had.
I was watching that with my wife, and she was fascinated by it. And she kept saying, why does he keep saying he knows what he's doing? Because it looked like you were pointing to Isaiah and talking to the officials saying, like, he knows what he's doing, or he knows what he did.
I got such a kick out. I got such a kick out of him. You know, he just got lost in the moment of saying, "Oh, tech him, get him now." You know, he wanted that pretty badly. So I thought, actually, that it was funny how that lightened the mood, because I was not very happy with the call, and then we got a 5-second call on the inbound, so it didn't really matter.
Well, Coach, you know how hard we work here at the Sports Hub, especially our show, 10-2, and they're actually sending us to the Super Bowl, even though the team isn't going, and we're gonna have to work tails off down in Miami. And I'm looking at a date here, January 28th, Celtics at the Heat.
Oh, we'll be in the same town.
I was wondering if maybe you want to go out and rip up South Beach night before with Zoe, me.
Yeah. It's not my style.
All
right, just leave us tickets.
Sure, yeah, we have fun. That sounds like more hard work.
A lot of work, Coach.
Is that one of the three nights they'll be taking to retire Dwayne Wade's jersey? And does that seem excessive to you, Coach?
Yeah, what is that?
Three nights of retirement.
Three-night love affair.
I haven't seen that. What's going on?
Well, years ago, this has been brought back up, that Dwayne Wade said he didn't want a big, like, retirement tour, and when he goes out, he'll do it in his own way. And then follow that up with the tweet that shows that the Miami Heat will be honoring Dwayne Wade and retiring his jersey over the course of three nights.
Is that during our game?
I don't know.
It might be.
I'm gonna double check it right now. But either way, it'd be nice if we all could be there for the game that night. If you have any, you know, pull in that.
I'm good. Yeah.
Did he
go out with Oprah? Yeah, I'm good. Not seeing Dwayne Wade at Miami. I like when he's not playing. But
he had a
pretty special career. I'm not too concerned about it. I think that's pretty cool how they're going to honor him. That's fun.
It's going to happen in late February, it appears.
Yeah. Oh, never
so
mind.
You're going to miss
not
that.
Our night.
Nope.
Not your night.
That'll just be, yeah. Well, it'll be easier to get in the game then, Zoe.
That's good. Cheaper ticket.
Unless you just want to skip the game and go out.
Well, no, of course not. I mean, we could do half. Make it for half the game.
Why don't you get thrown out of the game and you guys can, you know, get a jump start on your evening?
Yeah, we can.
Take Scal down. I can hang out with Scal. Two big birds on South Beach. Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
All right, Coach. Good
thanks.
Luck tonight against Spurs.
All right,
guys.
All right. Spurs tonight for the Celtics. They will be right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Granny and Max with pregame starting at 6:30. If you know a guy.
Scal.
Four of them. Just need four.
Together, one.
That
court side.
Near you, of course, Coach.
But yeah, I mean, but behind you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.